Vice President Dick Cheney arrived in Israel today. He huddled with U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni before meeting Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Zinni is trying to arrange a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians, and he appeared to make some progress today. Israeli troops began pulling out of the towns of Bethlehem and Beit Jala in the West Bank tonight. Palestinians say that before they will attend ceasefire talks, Israel's military must leave areas it recently reoccupied. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Cheney arrived after a brief stopover in Kuwait, where, despite Kuwait's animosity toward Iraq, the discussion focused heavily on the Arab-Israeli conflict, as it has at virtually every stop on his 11-nation tour. In Israel, Cheney reiterated President Bush's vision of a state of Israel and a state of Palestine living in security as neighbors.
To realize that vision, the Israeli people must have confidence that their existence as a Jewish state living within secure borders is accepted by all, first and foremost, by Israel's neighbors in the region.
Cheney called on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to live up to his commitment to renounce violence as a political weapon. The vice president also called on Sharon to ease the punishing conditions in the West Bank and Gaza Strip and to alleviate the economic hardships facing Palestinian men, women, and children. Zinni's open-ended mission to the region has brought the two sides close to the ceasefire table. Palestinians say the main sticking point has been Israel's continued military presence in what are supposed to be Palestinian-controlled areas. An Israeli army unit was active again today in the West Bank city of Hebron, shooting and wounding two Palestinians and arresting one, identified by local residents as a Hamas member. Israeli officials said soldiers also shot and killed a Palestinian near a settlement in the Gaza Strip. But after U.S. arranged security talks with the Palestinians, Israel's defense minister said he hoped the troop withdrawal from Bethlehem and parts of the Gaza Strip could be completed before morning, and if not, then soon after. The pullout is expected to pave the way for ceasefire talks, which Palestinians and some Israelis, such as Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, hope will be linked to political progress as well. Sharon has insisted that the talks focus solely on ending the violence. But Palestinians are chafing at the initial word from Cheney's team that if there is any meeting with Palestinian officials, it might not include Yasser Arafat. Palestinian spokesman Yasser Abed Rabo said if Arafat didn't meet with Cheney, no Palestinian officials would.
Well, we are really surprised. An American vice president coming to the region in order to discuss serious issues, mainly the peace process, and he intends to meet with one side and not meeting the other side who is concerned with this peace process.
In addition to the peace process, Cheney and Sharon will be discussing the next phase of the Bush administration's war on terrorism. Israeli spokesman Danny Ayalon affirmed that if there is an attack on Iraq and Saddam Hussein does launch missiles at Israel, there will likely be a response.
If indeed we are attacked unprovoked by Iraq, we will not sit idle. We will exercise our right and duty for self-defense.
The Mideast peace proposal offered by Saudi Arabia is also on the agenda, bolstered by President Bush's invitation to Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah to visit his ranch in Texas. Cheney moves on tomorrow to Turkey, leaving Zinni to work on an end to the bloodshed that has lasted for nearly a year and a half. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.